Hi everyone, I'm back. I know I am supposed to be doing a ghost story episode, but I decided to skip that one right now, and I may get to one before I leave the country, which I'm leaving in a few days, but I'm not sure. But the reason for doing this episode is because I just got off a session and I said a quote to the client, and I want to run with that, I guess you could say. But before I do that, I'm going to announce that I did send out a newsletter that I am doing a retreat in October with a friend of mine. It's going to be pretty exciting. A lot of workshops, a lot of people coming together energetically to evolve and learn. And I did have that posted on my newsletter, and we sold out pretty quickly, within a week and a half, I believe. So if anyone is interested and you're listening to my podcast and you're interested about another retreat, this will be in North Carolina in the mountains. If you're interested in that, you can go on my website, Hope Reche, HOPERECHEA.com, and sign up for my newsletter. That way, if you want to receive newsletters on about specials for sessions or the next retreat, which I believe we're going to do another one in the spring. We already have a waiting list, but if you want to get on that, go and sign up for my newsletter. Okay, enough of that. So the quote that I just said to my client is, your future does not matter for what I see if you're not willing to do the work to create the future. I get a lot of things regarding people's, yes, future, because I can see the future being an intuitive and a psychic. A lot of people that are intuitive, you know, like I said, come to me, healers come to me. But that makes a lot of sense to me. And I want to express this because Sunday, August 13th, is a shift day. I talked to another client who's an astrologist, and she had mentioned, or looks into astrology, that that was a really important day, and asked me how I knew there was going to be a shift. I knew because guidance told me there's going to be a shift. So Sunday's a shift to a better, I want to say a better kind of awareness to manifestation. We've been going through a lot, and I don't want to get into all that today, but some of you have been feeling different things, going through different emotions, trying to understand different things. The best way I can describe this shift is maybe think about it in the last 5 to 8 years, if you've been on this spiritual path and you've been doing the work, taking forwards, as I like to call them, things might not have been presenting to you as you would like them to. Well, we are in this shift of now. Imagine those years like you're floating over what I call the linear timeline, your destiny line. Now, this shift is like the imprints to that. I don't know if I already mentioned this in one of my podcasts, but I'm bringing it up again. It's imprints that are going to start taking you to the steps for your future to manifest things. So a lot of you out there, I know if you're listening, you probably do this work and understand philosophies with spiritual awareness and manifestation and all these things that we go through, lessons we learn. Why does this happen? Why do I have these abilities? All those things. So a lot of my podcast talks a little bit about that. This is just bringing it to your attention that, again, Sunday is a shift where you can witness and maybe see for yourself some of these things that you've maybe been trying to create in the last 5 to 8 years will start presenting to be more solid to show you proof that that's coming. Now, time-wise, you know, I don't like to do timing, but time-wise, I feel that we can be manifesting in the next 3 years. So for some, I guess it depends on where you're at with your mindset. Do you believe you can create things? Do you believe life is orchestrating for you and not against you? If you do believe that, then the alignment of creation could be anywhere from next year to the second year to the third year. And I can't guarantee that. I'm not here to say to people, okay, because you're listening to me, it's guaranteed that you're going to manifest. Come on. I mean, that's where I think a lot of people get lost into even being scared to understand some of this stuff. It's a reality. I know I talked about that before and I already hashed that out. It's a reality. It's your awareness to bring these things into your reality and not give up on them. But it's also, you have to be the one that will do the work and however that looks for you. I've talked about that in the past too. And a lot of people that I feel like that listen to my podcast are people that I have worked with and they understand what I'm saying. If you're new with me and have never worked with me, I am a big believer that the work is important. You have to be the one to do the work. Don't be going to a psychic and wanting them to wave their magic wand. We don't wave magic wands, people. We do the best we can to help you understand what is important for your life and your future. And yes, sometimes it's okay to sit back and go, I don't really need to know my future. Well, that's fine. But you're living in the now and you're probably living in old patterns, old creations of things that you're looping in that you want to get out of. How are you going to get out of them? Do the work. That's all I can say with that. I'm bringing it up because, again, guidance brought it to my attention the other day that, well, it might have been a week ago, that August 13th is a shift. It's an energetic shift to also follow through with yourself and what you believe in to create another dynamic for your future, meaning what are your goals? What I've found a lot of people being in this slump or depressed. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into the mental illness stuff or awareness with that. I do believe that you can possibly pull yourself out of it. Just again, I'm not going to go down a tangent. Sorry, I won't go down around the block 10 times and then some with this. I just felt led to say to you, you know, do the work. Sit down in the next couple days. If you're listening to this before Sunday, my suggestion to you, because I don't like to tell people what to do, but my suggestion to you is have a conversation with yourself. Really look deep. What is it that you feel are some passionate goals that you want to create for yourself, that you want to bring to light? The other thing I did say to this client is if you want to have a little bit of happiness in this lifetime, you need to drive to the passion. So what does that mean? Like, if you're sitting there going, I don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what my goals are. I don't know what I want. I get that a lot from people. I don't know what I want, Hope. It's like, okay, well, you won't know what you want until you have an experience of something to try. Then that might be something that makes you what I call glow. And that's what you want. And go forward with that. Go there. If you just want to be a happier person, then okay, start mind shifting. Look up other, there's so much knowledge out there that's unbelievable. How many metaphysical shops are popping up all over the place to help with self-realization? Like, people do have their own ways, going to a community, to church, whatever works for you, that's great. Doesn't have to be a one way. Like, my line of work is not a one way road. It's basically just me here talking to you and being real and saying, look, it, do the work, write things down, get them out, express them. Say things differently. Be aware that some people are looking in the mirror for themselves. They're blaming you because they feel guilty about something they're doing. It might be on them and not you, but you are spinning out about it. How do you get away from that? Well, again, the work. Do the work. Find time to go, okay, how does that look? There's so many resources out there. I've put it out there on my podcast. Send me an email at psychiccrossroadswithhope@gmail.com. Send me an email. Ask me a question. I'll talk about it. I don't have to put your name out there. Just like I'm saying, I just worked with a client. I'm not going to put the name out there. So make it fun, make it happy. It doesn't have to be all gloomy. I mean, yeah, a lot of this work is hard. Lessons, learning them. How do we keep up with it? You know, that's up to you. You're the one that wants change. So if you're the one that wants change, then you're the one that has to accept the work. And when I say the work, to me, yes, it is work. It everything we do in life, we work. We work to raise our children. We work to have a job. We work to be a husband. We work to be a wife. It's all work. It doesn't have to be negative. You know, sometimes those labels are what we want in life. We want to be a wife. We want to be a mom. Or we want to be a spiritual healer or teacher. We want to help other people. We want to just have a job that we love and we're passionate about. And it drives us. And we want to keep going for more. So I know a lot of, and like I've told you guys in the past, and I'm going to repeat it again, when I do these podcasts, I don't remember what I say from the last one to this one. So if I repeat myself, I'm sorry, I apologize, you have to hear it again. But I'm hoping you're able to stay listening and want to keep hearing more. And if that's the case, thank you for that. Send me an email. Let me know how I'm doing. If you find some flaws in my podcast, and maybe I'm saying the word this, that, and the other too much, or, you know, I'll take it. I'm open to it. I'm willing to expand with listeners if you will allow me to. So email me. It takes 2 minutes. Voice what you want. I'm happy to hear it. So I won't spend too much time on this. I know that I didn't express a lot. It's hard to explain when I get these energy shifts with guidance. And for them to give me a specific date is why I felt led to do this podcast. So that shift is, if you've had some negative things in your life, that friendships, situations, anything like that, this shift is going into the other side of that. So be aware of it. Watch for it. If you see a dynamic of something that has happened in your life, it's, again, hard for me to explain without giving you examples of what I'm going through, because I have a tendency to go through it, then I get to teach it. So yeah, I do have some examples with that. It's just creating, it's a little bit too personal, so that's why I'm not sharing these stories on the podcast. But if you want to know generically how to look for that, think about something that is a situation that's really caused you to spin out in your head or feel totally, totally lost with, and you don't know what to do. If you've had an experience, if you've dealt with a death and a loss, and you've been just spiraling in that for months or weeks or days, well, it's time to make that paradigm shift. It's time to, Sunday will make a shift, and watch for it. Maybe you meet somebody that is aware and that can help you get through that. And there's the positive side. But have your eyes open, because it will be opposite for you. If you're dealing with contractors, I guess I can explain that one. If you're dealing with contractors and you had a bad run in the last 5 or 6 months and it wasn't good, or you got scammed or whatever, well, now watch for the opposite. The good ones will come, and make sure when they come, you recognize they're there and they have, sorry, they have brought it to your attention that this is a positive outlook from the last thing that's happened to you to the now the thing that's happening to you. There's a complete balance right there. So I guess if you just have to take the time in the next few days to do the work, sit with yourself, go back and think about some of these things that you want to recreate different situations with that are bringing you down or making you frustrated. Because this shift, I feel like, is more about, yes, we want things, we want to create things, and they may not happen in this, you know, the next day or a snap of a finger or the magic wand, people. But if you see a little bit of a shift where you feel like it's bringing you towards that positive side of it, acknowledge it. That's the best thing I can say to you. All right, I'm not going to go on and on with this because I would like to get maybe a ghost story out before I leave out of the country for Sunday. So, which is interesting because that's when the shift is happening. And it was pretty interesting because I did check in with myself. When I got that message, I'm like, oh, is that just because I'm leaving on that date and I'm just projecting that's the date that the shift is? And guidance told me, no, it's not. All right, people. So everybody hang in there. Again, I have done many podcasts. I have not received any emails, and I would like to receive some emails. I would like to hear what you have to say and what's going on. So please send me an email. I would love it at psychiccrossroads with an S. withhope@gmail.com. Okay. Bye for now. I will catch you guys again, hopefully soon.